Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geist are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you haven't played in the last 60 days, you're eligible today at 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. Speaking of games, ABC announced this week that they are renewing the Sunday night fun and games block of shows. That would be your Celebrity Family Feud with Steve Harvey, your $100,000 Pyramid with Michael Strahan, and your Match Game with Alec Baldwin, which I personally find unwatchable.
I've only caught a little bit of the Pyramid, and it wasn't anything to sit around and watch for longer than
it is the highest rated summertime show in the Sunday 8 o'clock hour in 15 years.
The Pyramid one?
Yeah, you have to go back to Regis hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to find something as highly rated as the $100,000 Pyramid. They've also renewed To Tell the Truth, which Anthony Anderson is hosting, and I haven't seen that yet. But if you like those shows, there's going to be more. I don't know if they're going to run during the regular year programming or if they'll save them for next summer. But just a little tidbit for you before I introduce our first guest today. Scott, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with the unique broadcast opportunity of 42 Harris Challenge contestants. It's known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, just wishing everyone a happy weekend. Looks like it's going to rain outside. We've had enough for a while.
Okay. All right, here's how the Harris Challenge works. Scott is going to choose from some categories in a moment, and then he'll have to answer some questions. Each of those questions will have a point value assigned to them. If he gets more than 8 of the 15 possible points in his round, he will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
We have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cuddleville.
Cuddleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we'll give you a gift card. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
Pizza.
Yeah.
All right.
Why doesn't Homer like pizza, too?
Yeah. Pizza and
donuts.
Or you may want to pick some passes for the Skyview Drive-In.
Yeah, they're our sponsor. The Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville opens 7 days a week. And if you were to go this weekend, you could see Suicide Squad, the new comic book movie from DC Comics with Will Smith and Margot Robbie. And on that same screen, you could also see the horror movie Lights Out. Or you could see the other double feature on screen 2, which is Matt Damon returning in Jason Bourne and the crew of the Enterprise taking off in Star Trek Beyond. Go to see either of those, or both of them. They're open 7 nights a week. You can go see one 3 nights, the other one 3 nights, and then figure out what to do on the other night on your own.
There you go.
All at the Skyview Drive in North Belt West in Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will get all the questions right in any category, you don't just get a choice of those prizes. You also get a bonus prize.
That's right. We call that the clean sweep. And you get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar. It's at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
Okay, so that's what you're playing for today, Scott. And what will you be playing with? Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll find out what comes spilling out. You can choose from the 3 categories, led by our first category, which is always, have you been paying attention? Category 2, the political page. Or category 3, the new NFL Hall of Famers. Which one would you like?
Well, remember, I chose this one. Let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. North Korea fired a ballistic missile this week that landed in the water near what country?
Japan.
Correct. In what state has a mayor named Anthony Silva been arrested for providing alcohol to and playing strip poker with a group of teenagers? Is it Kentucky, California, or Florida?
everything bad happens in Florida.
Usually, yeah, but this one was Stockton, California. According to the AP, which personal hygiene habit has been overhyped without proof that it does any good?
Flossing.
Correct. In the last week, federal judges have overturned laws in North Dakota, Texas, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Kansas having to do with what?
Gay marriage.
Voter ID. This week, for the first time, the five largest companies by market value were all tech companies. For 1 point each, name them.
Oh, it's got to be Microsoft, Apple.
Yeah, the buzzer got you before you could get the others in, which are Google and its parent Alphabet, Amazon, and Facebook. So you got 1 point each for Apple and Microsoft, 3 points for flossing, and 1 point for Japan.
No.
But unfortunately, that's only 6 points, Scott. And so, as you know, on this show, if you don't win, you get punished.
Remember, I chose this category.
Yes, you did. You did all right, but not enough to get past the punishment threshold. This week we had primaries in Missouri, and one of the people who won his primary was Jay Ashcroft, who is going to be the Republican candidate for Secretary of State in Missouri. We don't know if we can find audio of him singing ever, but we do still have audio of his dad, John Ashcroft.
Let the eagle soar, like she's never soared before.
Welcome to the Marriott Lounge.
From rocky coast to golden shore.
Don't forget to tip your waitresses, everybody.
Let the mighty eagle soar.
Oh. That's enough.
Was it singing or his attorney general? I don't know.
Wow. Oh. Should have thrown a curtain over that instead of the statues. Scott, I'm glad you played. Thanks for calling and have a great weekend. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Roger. Roger, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead and plug something.
Glad it's Friday. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah. Which category would you like? We have the political page, the new NFL Hall of Famers, or a new third category, the Summer Olympics are here.
Let's go with the Summer Olympics.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Roger. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which swimmer has been chosen as the flag bearer for the USA team at the opening ceremonies tonight?
Michael Phelps.
Correct. Which country has had a third of its athletes banned from the Olympics because of ties to a government-sanctioned doping program?
Russia.
Correct. Which athlete, who died this year, is remembered for an emotional appearance lighting the Olympic flame at the 1996 Games in Atlanta?
Muhammad Ali.
Correct. Which country has hosted the most Summer Olympics, the United States, England, or France?
United States.
Correct. In what sport is first-time Olympian, 4'8" tall, 19-year-old Simone Biles a favorite to win gold?
This is the last one here?
Yeah.
And what was that again?
In what sport is first-time Olympian, 4'8" tall, 19-year-old Simone Biles a favorite to win gold?
Archery.
When you hear 4'8", you immediately think gymnastics. Because I think at 4'9", you're off the team. But that's okay. You got 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's 10 points, Roger. And by the way, the USA has hosted the Olympics 4 times, England and France 3 times each. So for 10 points, you're a winner. Congratulations, and hang on. Dan will tell you what you get.
Thanks.
Or you could tell Dan what you want. That's how that works. And I'll bring in our third contestant. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I was going to plug my work, and then after I heard what the categories are, I think maybe I might not tell it because I might embarrass them. So say hello.
You want to leave your plug for the end? Is that what you're saying? You'll see how you do first?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. We've never done it that way, but we could try it. Which category do you want? We have the political page, the new NFL Hall of Famers, or our new third category, They Were First.
Either one or three. Let's do three.
Okay. They Were First. It's a multiple choice category. 60 seconds on the clock, Karen. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state elected the first black woman to the U.S. House of Representatives? New York, Illinois, or Mississippi?
New York.
Correct. Which state elected the first Asian man to the U.S. Senate? Hawaii, California, or Arizona?
Arizona.
Hawaii. Which state elected the first Hispanic man governor? California, Texas, or New Mexico?
California.
New Mexico. Which state elected the first black woman to the U.S. Senate? Georgia, Maryland, or Illinois?
Illinois.
It is. And now you need this for the win. Which state elected the first Asian woman governor? Pennsylvania, Oregon, South Carolina?
Asian governor. Oregon.
Nikki Haley is the current governor from South Carolina. Carol Moseley Braun was the first black woman in the Senate. She was from Illinois. Hawaii had the first Asian man in the Senate, Hiram Fong. Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman in the U.S. House of Representatives from New York. And New Mexico had a Hispanic man as governor back in 1916, 100 years ago, Ezequiel Cabeza de Vaca.
Wow.
Now, let's see how you did here, Karen. You got the one and the four. I guess you're not going to want to mention the name of the company, are you?
No, I won't do that to him.
All right. Well, you know, before you go, Karen, I do have to punish you with John Ashcroft.
Soar with healing in her wings as the land beneath her sings.
Where the heck was he singing?
I don't
Only
know.
Only God, no other
king. Whose idea was it to go to karaoke night tonight?
Let the mighty eagle soar.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
Oh, that's a long note there.
Yeah.
You're going to want to go back to the beginning and start again, I think, Ian. Karen, thank you very much for playing. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Here is contestant number four, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Why did I say you too to her just because she said you too? I already said have a nice weekend, and yeah. She said you too, and then I felt I had to say you too back to her. Why would you do that?
No, you hang up first.
Why were you talking about the band, you too?
I don't know. Mike, you want to plug something?
Well, yeah, I want to plug the Upside Down Johnny Band that's playing tonight in St. Peter's.
Hey, thanks.
Where are you playing in St. Peter's, Dan?
We're playing at Salvatore's Italian Grill in St. Peter's, right off of, I guess it's at 94, South 94.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice of you to help him out, Mike. Now,
yeah, thanks, Mike.
We have two categories left. We have the political. Are you associated with the Upside Down Band?
No, I just enjoy watching Dan the voice play, so I go out whenever I can.
Oh, thanks.
Dan, do we have a stalker situation? Do I need to alert security?
No, we have a promotional situation.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Okay. Alert promotion.
Yeah.
Mike, we have two categories left, the political page or the new NFL Hall of Famers. What do you want?
You know, I don't want either one, so all I need is 8 points, so let's try the... new Hall of Famers.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former St. Louis Ram will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend?
Orlando Pace.
Correct. Which team did Tony Dungy lead when he became the first African-American head coach to win a Super Bowl?
Oh, I think he was with Indianapolis.
Correct. They beat the Bears in Super Bowl 41. Brett Favre is known for his 15 years in Green Bay, but what was the last NFL team he quarterbacked?
Oh, pass.
What was the nickname of Ken Stabler, who quarterbacked the Oakland Snake. Raiders through the 70s? Snake is correct. Former L.A. Ram and Pittsburgh Steeler Kevin Green finished his career third on the all-time sack list. Who holds the top spot? Is it Bruce Smith or Reggie White?
Reggie White.
Bruce Smith has four more than Reggie White.
Okay.
Back to the Brett Favre question. 15 years in Green Bay. What was the last NFL team he quarterbacked?
Shoot, I don't know. I'm going to get hammered on this.
I want to try this one.
Okay.
Was it Minnesota?
It was the Minnesota Vikings. After Green Bay, he went to the New York Jets for a season. Then he went to Minnesota and finished up in the rival purple.
Right.
Yes.
Instead of the green and gold. So, Mike, you got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and then things fell apart. Yeah, only seven
like
points.
Seven.
Yep. You got to get punished as well.
This country's far too young to die. She's still.
I promise, Mike, we won't do this song.
No, I think you should.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
prize. Let the mighty eagle soar.
All right, that's enough of that. Have a great weekend, Mike.
Right. Hey, AM in the PM.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And enjoy the Upside Down Band tonight.
Yeah.
We move on now to our fifth category. Ross, fifth contestant. Hello, Ross.
Good afternoon, Paul.
You're going to get the fifth category as well. But first, you get the opportunity to suck up to the boss or shout out to a friend or use it for a commercial endorsement of your own. It's the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go.
Well, how about since the Rams left, let's pull together and get an MLS team here.
I think they're working on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yawn.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm up for it.
Okay. Dan will be at the game.
Paul only likes one kind of football.
That's correct. Real football.
Okay.
Because I trust the NFL, America's most trustworthy organization.
Absolutely, yeah.
Why wouldn't
you? Yeah. Did you see the report recently that the thing that they came out with for kids a couple of years ago, Head Up was the name of the thing, and they were spreading it to all these youth football groups all across the country, and they said, oh, this is definitely cutting down on the number of concussions. New report out this week. Nope, not true. You lied.
Wah, wah.
One category left here, Ross. The category is the political page, and we've got 60 seconds on the clock, so let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
What's the name of the Gold Star parents who've been trading comments back and forth with Donald Trump for the last week?
Con.
Correct. Okay, two-pointer. Who tweeted a picture of friendship bracelets he made for President Obama's 55th birthday yesterday?
I don't know. Pat.
Who was assigned to represent an indigent defendant by Missouri's chief public defender this week?
Governor Nixon.
Correct. Which former TV anchorwoman won the Democratic primary this week and will run for Missouri Secretary of State in November?
Robert Smith.
Correct. Which Missouri Republican gubernatorial candidate is airing an ad that spends most of its time showing him firing a massive machine gun?
Eric Greitens.
Correct. Now, let's go back to the two-pointer for the clean sweep. Who tweeted a picture of friendship bracelets he had made for President Obama's 55th birthday yesterday?
Al Sharpton.
No.
Al Sharpton.
This is about politicians, not goofballs.
Okay. Okay.
One of the bracelets said Barack, and the other one said Joe. Vice President Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. That was my next guess, but I'll take what I got.
That's okay.
Friendship bracelets.
Yeah. Oh. And by the way, this thing about, what's the guy's name who wants... Nixon to go off and do this. Michael Barrett, who's the director of the Public Defender Commission, I think he made a great point and got a lot of attention this week, deservedly so, for the fact that we don't have enough public defenders. You know, for people who get arrested and they're charged with a crime and they don't have somebody to defend them, they don't have a lawyer, they can't afford one. Constitutionally, we should provide them with one, but Missouri is one of the worst in the country at that. So he said, well, Governor Nixon used to be a prosecutor, so he's a member of the bar, so I'm going to assign him, because I have the right to choose a lawyer to do that, I'm going to choose Nixon to do it. And Nixon now, of course, saying, oh, you don't have the authority to do that without my permission. Here's my question. Nixon is a lame duck governor. He's about to leave office. He'll be voted out in 3 months when we choose somebody else. Why not do it? Why not?
I would.
Well, yeah, help out whoever this indigent person is who's charged with whatever crime it is. Do that. Go in there. Show yourself to be a good person.
I am not an attorney.
He'd win some points. He'd win some points, I guarantee you that.
No, he's not, you know, he's not running for re-election. He's not going to run for political office again, I don't think. Not after Ferguson. But he could win some points. You're absolutely right. He should he should go ahead and do it. Let's see how we did here on the political page. All you missed was the two-pointer, so 13 makes you a winner, Ross. Nicely done.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations,
and thanks for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTR. And worldwide via the free KTRS app. If you want to catch up with episodes of the challenge you may have missed before, go to my website and find the archives on harrisonline.com.